Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this lovely Sunday morning with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting program, Alhamdulillah, where we talk travel and we talk of different issues of travel also, Alhamdulillah. Fantastic, we enjoy it and we love doing it, especially now that we're starting the year again, where we have different ideas of travel. People come with different ideas of the past, of what they've experienced, so we implement different changes that they've had, and we then prove all that, and Alhamdulillah, we advise accordingly. So shukr Alhamdulillah, we talk about all these different fantastic travel ideas throughout the world. We get lots of people giving us information, which this week also I got a couple of good stories out of different trips, and there's quite a few which I'm getting coming from Turkey. There's lots of people that went to Turkey also that send me information talking about Turkey. There's been some which were complaining about the halal situation, which I'm going to be looking into and checking out on the halal side, where they mentioned that there's halal, but some of them have got on the menu, you've got obviously the wines and the beers and so on, and it makes it a bit difficult. So well, we're going to have to look at that, and in fact worldwide, wherever you go, in whichever country, be it in the European countries, be it in the East mostly, you would find that the restaurants that offer halal will have a corner with wines and liquors and so on. It happens, so it's difficult to differentiate there. Then we are not sure what happens in that case, so that's why we rather just be safe, we stay away from them sometimes, but that becomes very, very difficult, and it's almost a norm. Sometimes it becomes a policy where they have to have it, even if they do not want to cater for that market. They are forced to cater for the market by law, so that makes it also difficult. As halal as it is, as halal as everything else is, they try to keep it aside where they have it, one side in one corner, yet you have it in the same restaurant. So it becomes a bit difficult. And that's, I had a couple of complaints regarding the same. But anyway, be that as it may, we're going to have to look at all different issues worldwide when it comes to all these travel issues. And Allah make it easy for us all when we're traveling. That is why I always advise that when you're going out, when you're going abroad, there is this foods that you get in retort packages where you have through because of the way it's packaged. So it's not raw meat or anything. It's cooked food sealed in a bag and they'll allow you to take that. So that happens, and well, you can enjoy your meals. And the most important thing, whenever anyone travels, the first question and always the question that's asked is about food. And that is something which is, for South Africans especially, you'll find many tourists from abroad, which I find while touring, you'll find people from abroad, they would simply go to any restaurant and they'll probably eat the chicken and say, no, chicken is fine. You say Bismillah and you eat it, it will be halal. That's how the mentality is of some of these people around the world. In South Africa, Alhamdulillah, we have that khawf, we have that guilt of not having that halal the way it's supposed to be. And that is why we are so conscious about that. And as South Africans, Alhamdulillah, we really take note and we take heed of all those issues. But that's important. Now, we've been talking about the train journeys and so on over this couple of past 2-3 weeks or so. And I found it very interesting. And I started doing research on different trains around the world. There's so much to be offered with different speed trains, luxury trains and so on. We're going to be chatting about the trains also, especially we were talking about the Shosho Loza Mail. But before that, we have the Istima coming up, inshallah. The work is already started in Benoni. People are already gathering, getting work done. I see the tents are up already, the main tents or the structures are up. They were busy with all the digging and so on, and it's just happening there. So if you can lend a hand, it would be advisable that you go out there, lend a hand, just a little, even if it's for half an hour, an hour. Lend a hand, get some work done. You'll be part of the benefits of the Istima, that whatever good comes out, inshallah, you'll be part of it. Do that, inshallah, and it will benefit you. The work is being done, and there are lots of people that are now just rolling out there, getting things done. I can imagine today lots of people are mentioning that they are going to be going there just to do a little work. Like I say, just one hand for half an hour to an hour will make a difference. You don't have to be there for the full day. You don't have to be there to do the extremely hard work if you can't. Whatever little you can do, just be part of it, and that makes a difference, inshallah. It's going to be in Benoni, Actonville, and it's already quite organized and set up there according to what I can see, Alhamdulillah. So please try and give a lending hand there. Now, when it comes to destinations, we have lots of different choices. We have lots of different types of holidays that we look for, and we go for all these holidays. We go out and choose a holiday. Now, when you go to different places, for example, if you go to Florida, you go there. While you're there, without having intention of going for the Caribbean cruise, you'll notice that when you're in Miami, that is the highlight of Miami always. That when I was there also, when I came into Miami, I never had a clue of getting onto one of these cruises. But when I got there, port where I saw all these huge ships. All the huge ships were just sitting there, and people were now getting their tickets, trying to get things organized. And I looked and I said, this must be very interesting. Looked at it, I went in, and they allowed us to go in and have a look at one of these huge ships, the Carnival Cruise Lines. When we got there and we looked at what the ship has inside, and we said, you know what, this is the way to go. Immediately we went to the ticket booths, asking for tickets to get out onto the ship, onto the cruise. Unfortunately for us, while we were in Miami, it was fully booked. But there was another one that was leaving a day or two later, and that was up in Tampa. And Tampa is quite a distance away from Miami. We had to either fly up or almost a half day's journey up Tampa. And we took we hired a car there. So we went up with the car to Tampa. We had our tickets booked already from Miami. So we went up to Tampa. We left the car there. The next day or the following day, we got onto that cruise, and it was a 7-day cruise, but it was a fantastic cruise. It was lovely, beautiful, what a cruise. And when you go there, you throw everything behind you. You're just on the cruise, you look in front of you, you just see water. You look behind you, you just see water. But the advantage is you have all these places where the cruise ship stops. And they have all these different stops for half a day, 1 day, sometimes. Overnight, it's all travel. But during the day, you stop at all these different cities, countries, especially the Caribbean islands. You go from island to island. You go to Mexico. You go to the different Caribbean islands, the smaller little islands. Oh, what beautiful scenes. When you come there also, they have a small little boat. You come to the bottom of the ship. You get into the small little boat. You get onto the shore, which is a distance away. And there, then they allow you to do your snorkeling. Now, you're in the midst of the ocean. You have a small little island. And you do your snorkeling amongst the fish that are there, and they allow you to take breadcrumbs with you when you go in. And it is just Allah's Qudrat what you see there. That is Allah's Qudrat, Alhamdulillah. What a beautiful scene. So you have all these, and then again, you have the different railroads, rail transport systems which you have in all the different countries. So when you go for any holiday, you would find that they offer you these special trains, which are luxury trains, and there's lots of different trains throughout the world that offer you all the different types of holidays, different types of journeys that you have. That is also now very, very beautiful. For example, you're looking at South Africa, you have the Blue Train. Worldwide, it's recognized. People from around come for the Blue Train, the trip from Pretoria to Cape Town. That is now beautiful, exceptionally beautiful. Then you have the Shosholoza Mail. Now, we've had we were organized to have the managing, the executive manager of the Shosholoza Mail on air this morning, but unfortunately we can't get hold of him. I had spoken to him yesterday, we'd spoken to him on Friday, everything was organized, but his phone is off at the moment, his landline, there's no answer to that. We had Mr. Suarez, who was going to be talking to us about the Shosholoza Mail, telling us about they had a bit of an issue in December, and he was going to also explain the issue, what happened in December with the train, whereas normally the train runs smoothly. They had all the whatever happens, you know, it's Allah's will, whatever happens to whoever. But they had a fantastic run all the time. Only in December, unfortunately, they had a small little hiccup. But he was going to explain that to us on air, Alhamdulillah. But we tried to get hold of him. He is Mr. Schwarzer, he's the executive manager of PRASA. But we'll try and still get hold of him. But more than that, let us just talk briefly about the different classes of trains, and you have all the different types of trains. Now, if you're from South Africa and you feel that you don't want to just do a basic holiday of going and just going on a rail on a road journey or a flight from city to city or major town to major town, you fly across and you see absolutely nothing. There are many people that consider the train ride, and with the train ride you get to see much more. Because the way the train ride goes, you go through forests, you go through cities, you go through towns, you get to see just about everything. And a journey which you are in your comfort of your cabin and you look out of the window and you just see these places passing you. You see all these stations, you'll stop at different stations, they allow you to get off sometimes, you get off to see the difference in the on your journey. So you small little towns, they allow you probably a 15-20 minutes, half an hour, you get to see all those different journeys. So you know what, that's the way it is, and that's what you can enjoy most. So you know, that's very, very important. And then you have the different journeys throughout the world. I've chosen the top 25 train rides. Now you have the first one, which is the Golden Eagle, and that is situated in Europe. And the type of train which is recognized, this one is the luxury train. No question about it. There's no better way to see Siberia. The all-in-suite Golden Eagle was launched in 2007. And to much fanfare in Moscow, the UK operators of this train have made a huge push to up the ante on with a new Imperial suite, as well as the gold and silver class accommodations, all with en-suite bathrooms. The train also has two dining cars and a lounge car also. It plies the famous Trans-Siberian route between Moscow and Vladivostok, as well as special tours of the Silk Road, Russia's Arctic and the Caspian. Now, picture this. You are in a train ride and you're going from, you're doing the Siberian from Moscow to Vladivostok. And you go, and as you're going through the mountainous region, you're going through the mountainous areas, you find all these trees, then you find, when it comes, depending on the season, you look in the distance from your window, you have all your snow-capped mountain tops. You have all those trees that have snow on the top, and you're just riding through them. And you're looking at all that. Beautiful. What a beautiful scene. And then you have your luxury coaches that you're sitting in your own, it's your own bedroom on wheels that you're going with. And that is now a beautiful holiday to do. We tend to have this, it's the notion that we have that we must go for these conventional holidays. These type of holidays that you have on trains are just as good and just as fantastic and just as enjoyable. And you can enjoy it as a cruise. You have these ship cruises that are in the ocean. You have just about anything and everything available at your disposal on the cruises. Likewise, with these trains, you have almost everything available as well. You have the best of everything that they would allow you on a train. You'll get it on these luxury coaches and luxury trains. That is beautiful to do. So if you are considering a holiday also, especially going down to different parts of the world, like you have in India also, you have the Rajkirani or what's the Rajkirani or Raj Express or whatever they may call those things. You have those, you have lots of different ones throughout the world. And you can choose. So when you go in there, you select probably 3 days, 4 days, you do that particular trip. Instead of flying from one city to the next, take a train ride and enjoy that also. And then on this particular one, we're talking of the Golden Eagle, you have the two Imperial suites which will continue to be available on all Golden Eagle departures. This type of compartment, the most spacious at 120 square feet, has been a huge success for luxury travelers. It offers a fixed king-size bed, a dedicated dressing table and a lounge area. All passengers will enjoy the upgraded service, the presence of a quality control manager all the time, and improved food and beverage service throughout the Golden Eagle. And then you have another one, which is the Venice-Simplon Orient Express. This one is also in Europe, and it's also one of the luxury trains that you have. The Venice-Simplon Orient Express, with its restored 1920s vintage cars, is the world's most authentic luxury train, made famous in the Agatha Christie story, and the train still runs on the legendary route from Paris to Istanbul. That must be beautiful to do. You're going from Paris, from France, you're going right into Istanbul by train. And not just a simple train where you're sitting on those seats there, you're going in a luxury train. Many other itineraries are also available. They include the Istanbul to Venice, and many itineraries including Venice, Krakow, Dresden, Prague, Paris. The train is operated by a famous company, Belmond, which was the formerly known as the Orient Express. They run this, so they have all the experience, and you get just about anything and everything. Now, when it goes to these plane rides also, you can request for certain special meals. And when you're booking in advance, they will cater for you with your type of meals. Especially when it comes to doing your travel and you specifically ask for seafood meals. Normally, you know, when you're traveling abroad, meat is a bit of an issue and it's a bit dicey to have meat. So what you do is you take your seafood meals and you enjoy seafood meals. Otherwise, vegetarian, they allow vegetarian also. So you can select that if need be. But having said that, you have the choice of all these things. And then you have one of the most popular ones in Africa is the Rovos Rail, which is the pride of Africa. And this is also a luxury one. The Rovos Rail's pride of Africa offers an old world elegance and luxury to a degree that was never equaled in the 1920s. Many seasoned IRT society travelers consider it their favorite rail experience. Celebrated not only for its fabulous equipment, the train is rightfully proud of its stellar dining and onboard service. In short, the entire experience is an exciting luxury rail adventure. That is the advantage. And when you do these trips as well, you are obviously looking for that luxury trip that you want. When we hear train ride, we picture those trains, those cars with those seats where everybody's cramped and so on. Or you have the seats alongside the windows, or you have those seats lined up like cinema seats and so on. It's not like that. You have the comfort, you have the beautiful comfort of your own cabin. And within your cabin, and it's not so shaky as we think it is. You do have that, obviously rail, you have the rail links in between where you'll hear that click-click sound. But that doesn't affect the cart as much. Because today with all these modern trains, the suspensions, all those things are set so well. And it can be done beautifully. The trip can be done beautifully, comfortably. So you can enjoy that too. So you have all these luxuries that you can enjoy a comfortable trip. And then you have another Golden Eagle Danube Express, which is also in Europe. The newly dubbed Golden Eagle Danube Express has a capacity of 56 passengers and comprises 5 sleeping cars, which is pretty small, and a lounge car and 2 dining cars. 4 of the sleeping cars contain deluxe cabins. 1 car carries heritage class cabins. Deluxe cabins are spacious and offer some of the best sleeping accommodations in mainland Europe. Well-planned itineraries on the Golden Eagle Danube Express take in highlights of Eastern and Western Europe, such as Budapest, Prague, and Sarajevo. The train also ventures to Turkey and Iran on the fascinating jewels of Persia. And that's in the heart of for the Persia tours. And then the tours on the Golden Eagle Danube Express are fully inclusive, which you have all your foods and drinks, gratuities, touring transfers, making it truly a worry-free adventure, and that's what you want. When you get on, you do your booking, whatever it is that you require, you do your booking, ready to move, and everything is catered for. Like I say, you would stop at different stations, they would allow you to get off at those different stations. Now, if you're looking at the ones that's in Europe, the advantage is city to city only. You're doing from country to country. So you're looking at all the differences between the different countries. That is beautiful. That is lovely to see. So you have that. And then you have also the Belmont Royal Scotsman, which is also in Europe, and that's also a luxury trip. And the Royal Scotsman is a standout train and one of our favorites in the world, I would say. A small venue which only takes 36 passengers. It's great for those who wish for a more intimate luxury setting with gourmet, 5-star dining. You have total superior service. Simply put, it is one of the most favorite hotel on wheels and train wheels. All the train's cars, save the 1928 era diner, are of 1960s vintage equipment. But they are being recast into an Edwardian confection of varnished wood, polished brass and fine fabrics in the train. The train is also operated by the Belmont Group, and they give you the most luxury, and with 36 passengers only, you have that personal attention. There's quite a few more. We are going to go through a few more of these luxury trains. We're going to be talking of the Shosholoza train also, which there's great, great, great ravings about the Shosholoza train as a journey between Johannesburg and Cape Town. We'll talk of that right after the news. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. If you've just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548. And also on audio streaming, alhamdulillah, where we stream throughout the world and we do get listeners from abroad, which we get responses from, and we enjoy this. There's some listeners from Zimbabwe who keeps on contacting me regarding different holidays, and they regular listeners also. I have somebody from Malawi also that contacts me. There was somebody from Zambia that contacted me from, I think it was about 2 weeks ago or so. So we do have listeners abroad, and we enjoy that. And not forgetting, we do have listeners in Vietnam. I must say that. I must push that in. But anyway, be that as it may, alhamdulillah, we enjoy that. And we have our listenership that we do enjoy from time to time that we talk to. Great. We love that, alhamdulillah. Now, we're supposed to have the executive manager, Mr. Swartz, of Prasa, for the Shosholoza mail. We're supposed to have him on air. Unfortunately, we cannot get hold of him. We're trying him. I'm trying some of his other contacts also, which we have been in contact with them over the last 2 weeks, and they seem to be not available, unfortunately, which is a sad part. But anyway, be that as it may, we will still continue talking about our different train journeys that we were talking of before the news. There's so much to be offered to travelers from around the world. If you want a specific type of trains and luxury coaches where you have your double bed in the coach, you have your ensuite, you have your own bathroom, toilet, whatever it may be, you have your own dressing table in your own cabin, that is lovely to enjoy as a holiday, I would say. In the comfort of your train, when you look out of the window, you're looking at all those trees just passing you, you're looking at all the towns passing you in the distance, you're looking at those mountains slowly cruising past you as you're moving into the train. And then sometimes you are crossing over a lake, you're crossing over dams, you have your rail link which is between dams or over dams between two edges, and you're going across. And when you look from out of your window and you just see the water, and in the distance you see all those trees, and that is a relaxing holiday. When you get up in the morning, you open your window and you just see all these things out there. What a beautiful trip to do. And I think we should consider that you know, to have conventional holidays, yes, fine, not a problem. Have your conventional holidays. But consider this also as a holiday. Even if it means you're going for a trip probably to Europe, which I'm mentioning quite a few of these trips, these luxury ones are in Europe. Fly to Europe, do your holiday for probably 7 days or 8 days, whatever it is, and take a trip, a train trip for about 5 days, 6 days, 4 days maybe, and do that. Just for the experience. Put that on your bucket list, just for the experience. That will be lovely to do. I can only imagine how beautiful that would be. Like how you have your sea cruises around the world, you have this also, and it will be something which will be enjoyable. We came up to the Belmont Royal Scotsman, which is in Europe. It offers it's a venue for 36 passengers. Now we've got another one here, which is the El Transcantabrico. And that one is also in Europe. It's a 52-passenger classical train which traverses northern Spain. Started in 1983, fairly new. Its launching was one of the first stories in the International Railway Traveller founded the same year. The train has six sleepers, each with four double compartments with ensuite facilities. In May 2011, a new luxury service called the Grand Lujo was inaugurated. It features all preference suites, which are each half a train car. One suite is half a train car, so you know what one piece of the trains look like, sizes, and half of it is one compartment for you. Wow, how beautiful is that? The cabin, it's about 130 square feet. This will make a huge difference to some travelers who require more space and private lounge area. The preferential suites have a double bed, a sofa, you have your flat screen, you have your computer, all for private use. And when in stations, you have Wi-Fi, which is connected directly there, and lots of storage in cupboards and closets that is there. You have the bed also is a lifted bed. Under the bed they have storage facilities. Under the sofa they have storage facilities. the Grand Luxor train will only take 28 passengers and thereby be able to offer a much more intimate travel experience for discriminating travelers. However, these cabins can also accommodate 3 persons. So you have the comfort of it's for yourself. And if 2 of you want to go for a holiday, I think that would be great to do. And then you have the Eastern and Oriental Express, which is in Asia. It's also luxury. In 1991, the Orient Express Company acquired New Zealand's famed Silver Star, which transported it to Southeast Asia. And following refurbishment, they reorganized it. The Eastern and Oriental Express, the train runs 1,700 kilometers between Singapore, Malaysia, Bangkok and Thailand. That must be beautiful. Because if you're going from Singapore via Malaysia, you're going to Bangkok, which is in Thailand, that is beautiful. And this train is operated also by the Belmont Group. And they have luxury and comfort only in particular in the Far East countries. That must be really, really beautiful. And then you have the Belmont, which is also in Europe. There's another one which is called the Hibernian. The company that brings you the Venice Simpleton Orient Express and the Royal Scotsman is starting with the Grand Hotels on Wheels. It's called the Grand Hotels on Wheels. And it's going to be launched now in 2016, inshallah. And the Grand Hibernian will be the first luxury overnight rail experience of its kind in Ireland. So if you are going to Ireland and you want to do something like this, now in 2016 they're launching it. If you can be there for the debut and you can go for that, that will be beautiful to do. And this will be state of the art because it's on most modern and it's now only for 2016. So you can imagine how modern that one will be. And then you have the Deccan Odyssey. The Deccan Odyssey, which is in Asia, and it's one of the subcontinent's most luxurious trains. Its cars, built in 2003, have been upgraded with new carpets, bedspreads recently. It's changed all the time. According to the ground suppliers, these improvements, which they recommended, I think this was only last year, they bring this particular train to luxury status because its staff, the servers, the amenities, the food, it was already superb, but they've increased and improved on all those. And that's where they brought it up to luxury status. Then you have the Shangri-La Express. Lots of people must be knowing of the Shangri-La Express, which is a first-class train. The private Shangri-La Express is not a luxury train, but it is, at this time, the most modern hotel train in China. It far surpasses regular train service during the fall trip in 2013. It was pleasantly surprised by the train's comfort and the beauty of the train itself. The commodious shower cars feature ample space for changing and water pressure as vigorous as that in a normal good hotel. And the glass-like Chinese rails made for one of the smoothest rides that they've ever had anywhere. So you can imagine you're riding on this train, you feel absolutely nothing. It is so comfortable. The trains are made of such suspension that you will not feel the rails while moving on the rails. It's got that glass-like smooth slip. So that is, you are basically in a hotel with where you will feel that you are in a normal building and not on rails. The train is modern, air-conditioned, and has first-class sleeping compartments with 2 bunk-style twin beds in the compartment. That's called the Shangri-La Express. And then you have the Al-Andalus, which is also in Europe. The southern Spain's opulent broad-gauge Al-Andalus returned to the rails in May 2012 with its 1920s-era cars newly renovated. The Al-Andalus includes, they have their own bars, they have lounge, they have dining cars, as well as all ensuite cabins. Now the dining cars are just 2, and they have all ensuite cabins. And then the train combines stellar service, exquisite art decor, styling, and excellent cuisine for a unique tour of Andalusia. And there's so much to be offered in Spain. So if you're doing within Spain, that will be also a beautiful trip to do while you're in Spain. You can do that one. And then you have the Glacier Express, which is in Europe, which is also first class. The Swiss proudly hailed the Glacier Express as the world's slowest express. The train takes almost 8 hours, and the services of two private narrow gauge railroads to traverse the 168 mountainous miles between two posh resorts, which is the Zermatt and the St. Moritz. Just that it's not such a great distance between the two. It's a very slow coach going on those rails. It's private, totally private, and you're going on that particular luxury train. The alpine route of the Glacier Express is what makes the train so marvelous. Now picture this. They're telling you the alpine route. Now when you talk of the alpine route, the first thing that comes to mind is the Andes. You're looking at all those mountains. You're looking at all those snow-capped mountains with those coniferous trees. And while you're moving in this particular cart, you look out of your window, and that's what you're going to see. Snow-capped mountains, snow-capped coniferous trees while you're riding in this particular cart. And that is now one of the most beautiful scenes you can have. And you know what's it like. The Swiss does it the best, and they give you that comfort. And also, it's a serious quibble. You know, you long for the old second-class equipment which allowed them to open windows, photographs, fantastic sceneries also, and you have all that on the train journey. Then you have the Seven Stars in Kyushu, which is also in Asia, which is a luxury train. Since its inception in 2013, the cruise trains Seven Stars in Kyushu, Japan's very first luxury train, it's a seven-star train. It has been selling space based on a lottery system to account for the overwhelming demand for the exclusive and utterly unique rail trail travel experience. Now, you can't just buy a ticket there. It's in a lottery system. So you buy, you book your tickets, they choose out from there, and if you're lucky, you get out. It's like our Hutch going from here. You put your name on the list. When you get Sahuk tells you you're ready to go, that's how you're going to go 4 or 5 years down the line. That's the way they choose it. The cruise train is a beautiful design fusion of Japanese and Western elements, painstakingly throughout with an eye to detail. Intricate woodwork and sumptuous textiles abound in the lounge and dining cars, as well as in all 14 all ensuite cabins of total luxury travel. You can only imagine how beautiful that must be. On the Seven Stars, passengers can enjoy the beautiful Kyushu scenery as it flows by their windows while the train is moving. The causes of the Seven Stars are highlights of the best that Kyushu has to offer. The train does not just push through the journey. At certain points, passengers will alight from the train to participate in excursions, making this a new kind of travel experience. So if you come to certain cities, you disembark, go in for tours into that particular city, enjoy the city, get back on the train, and ride away from there. That is unique. That's an experience. That's a total different holiday altogether, which you'll find that many times, as we said, on sea cruises, that's what happens. And this is what you're finding on a cruise which is on land. Beautiful. And then you have the Bergen Railway, which is also in Europe, which is first class. The complete Oslo-Bergen line was opened in 1909 as the only year-round land transport between Norway's two largest cities. The 300-mile length of track passes through 200 tunnels and about 28 to 30 kilometers of snow sheds, in addition to crossing more than 300 bridges. The scenery on the 7-hour Bergen railway trip across the Hardanger Plateau, the largest wilderness area in Europe, is just breathtaking. You can imagine you're going through the wilderness. Beautiful. That must be really, really beautiful. And then you have the Maharajas Express, which is in Asia. The Maharajas Express was custom built to be the most luxurious train in India, and perhaps the world, I would say. Offering state-of-the-art facilities and amenities, all cabins have large windows, your LCD screens, Wi-Fi access, individual temperature controls, and full ensuite bathrooms. There's one presidential suite which comprises a full train car. A full train car. The largest suite available on any train in the world. The two elegantly decorated dining cars serve a choice of multi-course Indian and continental cuisine. Two lounge cars provide cool drinks and comfortable seating. The train is 22 cars long, taking a maximum of 84 passengers. The Maharaja's Express is the newest in the Society of IRT's World Top 25 Trains list. It has been noted as that. And then you have the Pernina Express, which is also in Europe. The Pernina Express is the spectacular line which completed in 1910. Now, if you're looking at all the dates, you're looking at them early in the early 1900s, all these trains were introduced. And it's run by a company, the Rhythian Railways, beginning in Chur, St. Moritz, or Davos. And it passes the glaciers of Pezbenina, making this the highest railway crossing in all of the Alps. It travels over about 50 kilometers, climbing grades of about 7% without rack and pinion, to more than 7,400 feet at the Pernina Pass summit, and drops down to just 1,400 feet in Tirano, Italy. So you got that climb, you got that peak climb going up to 7,400 feet. And as the train comes down, you're coming down to 1,400 feet. Wow, that must be beautiful. That must be lovely. And you're going through all these lovely places in Europe. And then you have the Golden Pass Panoramic Express. Switzerland's Panoramic Express train boasts vista dome cars for maximum viewing of the spectacular mountain scenery between Montreux and Zweisimmen, which is a super panoramic express trains. Also have a special 8-passenger viewing area and in the front of the train above the driver for ultimate in ringside seats. You can imagine this double-decker train. You are right on top. The train driver is at the bottom. You're sitting right in front. And you're watching the train moving through all these mountainous areas. How beautiful is that? And then you have one that's in South America, which is the Hirambingam. The gleaming blue and gold cars of the Hirambingam makes the 3.5-hour trip between Cusco and Machu Picchu every day but Sunday. The train has two 42-seat dining cars, serving excellent Peruvian specialities for brunch on the journey to Machu Picchu and for dinner on the evening return to Cusco. The train also has a gorgeous observation car. You can only imagine. Now, this is in South America. And there's another one in South America as well, the Andean Explorer. The Andean Explorer makes a 9.5-hour trek from Cusco to Puno and Lake Titicaca. You depart from Cusco at 8 a.m., arriving in Puno at 5:30 p.m. This edition covers one of the highest standard gauge rail routes in the world, reaching altitudes of up to 14,200 feet. And the highlight is riding at sunset a few kilometers before Puno alongside Lake Titicaca. The views are nothing short of spectacular as you're riding into the sunset with the train as you're coming right into Puno. How beautiful is that? And then you have the Blue Train. The Blue Train is one of the world's great luxury trains and runs 8 times a month between Pretoria and Cape Town. The current schedule is southbound on Mondays and the northbound on Wednesdays. The route is a 27-hour journey of about 1,300 kilometers, and it includes a sightseeing stop in each direction. The Blue Train is a state-run operation in South Africa, and it's also listed amongst the 25 best in the world. And then you have, we're already out of time, but just briefly, you have the Bellman British Pullman, which is also in Europe. Then you have the Rocky Mountaineer, which is in North America, and that's also first class. And then you have the Canadian one also, which is also a first class train. And then you have the Indian Pacific, which is in Australia and New Zealand, which is also a first class train, which is noted as one of the best. And then you have the South American Tren Cruzeiro, which is also a first class train. And then finally you have the 25th one you have here is the Royal Canadian Pacific, which is in North America. It's also one of the luxury trains which you can choose. So there's a list of trains which you can choose from, different parts of the world. You can select all your different train rides that you have. So if you're going for a holiday to any of those destinations, select one of these train rides. It will be a ride which you will never forget. It will be a ride of once in a lifetime, I would say, enjoyable ride, which you are in the comfort of your cart, looking out of your window, looking at all the beautiful sceneries, and just moving along. You have your dining carts also, going to your dining, while dining, looking out of the window and looking at all those beautiful sceneries. Holiday is not just about going to the beach and going for shopping. There's more to it than holidays. When you say you want to go for a holiday, lots of people, when you talk to them for the first time, if they're going for a holiday, you'll say, where do you want to go for a holiday? Nah, I'd like to go to Dubai. Oh, there's lots of shopping in Dubai. That is not a holiday as you want to do shopping only. There's lots more to it than that. So all these experiences is part of a holiday. So try and share these experiences in the world. Put this on your bucket list. Let this be an experience. Let us not be conventional in our type of holidays that we have. Let us experience different types of holidays. Not only the one type of holiday, and that's a shopping holiday. Let's change our lifestyle of holidays, change our outlook on holidays, and enjoy different types of holidays. Unfortunately, we couldn't get hold of Mr. Swartz from the Shosh Oloza Mail, but inshallah, we'll talk to him. I'll see. I'll try and get hold of him during the week. It would have been nice to get his perspective of what happened in December with the trains that we had issues with in December, where they had some difficulties with the trains, but unfortunately, we couldn't get hold of him. We had discussed it and it was confirmed already for this morning. But inshallah, from myself, Muhammad Lambat, until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Kalimatan habibatan illa ar-Rahman khafifatan ala al-lisan thaqilatan. Kalimatan.